No, I'm just asking, I want to understand your question.
Well, to move it south, that's where the lagoon is, and that's where his next exit is.
Well, DOT, I was going to ask you if we thought they'd approve that, because it's not going to have the number of houses, because it's not going to have the feeder street.
No, that's...
That's why I was asking.
That's not going to fly going south. That's why we did not install it there.
I have a motion for DOT to move it south. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I was... Was that the motion? I thought the motion was for the...
No, I was just asking a question.
That doesn't carry out the motion that they asked somebody to help put a sign up there.
There's already a motion.
But no second, it's dead, right?
Oh, is it dead?
No second.
You need to call for a second.
Do I have a second?
I make a motion that for trial purposes, we try the sign this year. And if it's still a problem, then we go back and eliminate it later in the summer or next year. But that's try directing traffic first before we eliminate it.
Do I have a second?
Could you make that motion again, just so I kind of get that clear?
Make a motion that we, that a sign be put up at a crosswalk on this east side of Fourth Fisher, showing where the exits, the camera, the accesses are located.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? All right, thank you. Candy Clark.
Hello. 229 Atlantic Avenue. I know that you are going to be considering... I know you're going to be considering the paid parking issue, and I would first of all like to report back from the beautification committee that the majority of the people on that committee were not in favor of the paid parking. And then I kept thinking about it, and I thought of some ideas, and I just wanted to throw them out for your consideration. And these are rough numbers. I don't really know exactly where we're going with this. But it was my understanding that we were in need of this money for beach renourishment. That the money that was supposed to be coming from putting in parking meters and boxes to stick your money. So let's think of this. I think there are about 1,800 developed lots in Puri Beach. I could be off by 200 this way or that way. John might know.
What was the question?
How many developed lots are there in Puri Beach?
How many developed or undeveloped?
Developed.
I don't know, 2,200 residents is a blame what we have.
Well, but residents, that's full-time residents. We have 2,200 residences.
I believe that's somewhere around there.
Then, in that case, my numbers are extremely conservative, because I was basing this on about 1,800. I think that I understand that it costs about $480,000 every 4 years for the beach renourishment, if we had to do it by ourselves, which we understand and we can do, but just if you want to start socking money away, that would be, I think, a reasonable goal. You know better than I do. But if that's it, that would be $120,000 a year. Now, if you divided that, which I do, by the 1,800 developed lots, that gives you $67 per developed lot per year. That would be required. Okay, now, if you also had paid parking, and one thing that was discussed at our meeting was that there could be a residence pass that you would pay extra money for above and beyond the $5 tax that we pay for our decals. And the passes in other towns are $25, whatever. Let's just say we did it for $20 per car, right? So most properties would have to pay $20 anyway. So the $67 a year minus the $20 leaves you with $47. And for many people who have more than one car, it would mean no, it would be more expensive for the taxpayer to go that way than it would just to pay the $67 a year, which I would write you a check for tonight. Also, I think that there are going to be more expenditures than you imagine. We know that I have to have the meters and boxes and pay for all that and the installation of that. You have to pay the contract with the company. Then we hear that people who live back from where the paid parking might be are upset because people will be coming and parking in their yards this time.